Hi there. Welcome back to Adventures of the Airstream Oracle. Today's episode is brought on by a couple of the most recent sessions that I've had with clients. And people are really needing to ground themselves a little extra right now. The energy is really intense again. We're about to head into another full moon. The Schumann resonance has been off the charts. And if you don't know what the Schumann resonance is, it's basically a scientific way to measure the amount of light and ascension energy that is being hurled at the planet at any given time. It's really fascinating, and you can watch it spike, and there's a direct correlation to how tired you are if you're an energy sensitive person based on what the Schumann resonance is doing. It's fascinating. It's like kind of a way to measure the quantum field. Anyway, that's my understanding of it. I'm sure there's a way bigger explanation. But because of that and so much of what's, you know, going on right now in the world, and even just, you know, emotionally what's going on with things opening back up and, you know, all of the stuff happening with COVID, and just it's still such a chaotic energy out there. So I thought that it would be a really good time to go in depth and share with you guys one of the biggest tools that I do every single day and that I share with my clients that makes such a difference in them being able to ground themselves and feel peaceful and feel strong and solid in the middle of any kind of storm that blows by, whether it's mental, physical, spiritual, energetic, global, whatever. And it sounds really simple, but it is a daily grounding meditation. I've talked about it a little bit in the past and maybe even walked you through a little bit of it, but like anything else that, you know, I do and you do, these things kind of grow as we grow and get to be a little more special and evolved over time. So I just wanted to record this and put it out there so you could save it and do this every day. If you want to practice really good sacred energy hygiene, do this one meditation every single morning, right as you wake up. The first thing I do is I wake up and I always say, oh my gosh, I woke up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I made it through another night. This is awesome. Today is going to be a magical day full of joy. I get to create that. And then I sit down or lay down and walk myself through the visualization that I'm going to share with you. I can't even talk today. The days that I do it, I'm grounded, I'm anchored. I don't get knocked around energetically. The days that I don't remember to do it, completely different story. And you don't have to do this really long version that I'm going to share with you. You can do a really quick version of it. You can do a Cliff Note version if it feels good to you. Just do some version of it every single day for a week or two and pay attention. Pay attention to what it does for you energetically and how it helps you feel more grounded. It's pretty amazing. So I'm going to pause for just a second and I will be right back and I will share with you my root grounding meditation. First thing that I would like you to do, one, is don't do this when you're driving. This really is a peaceful, relaxing visualization kind of meditation, and you really need to be still and safe when you're doing it. So if you are somewhere where you can be seated with your feet flat on the ground, that's great. If you want to lay down, that's fine too. Again, just not while you're driving. But feet on the ground, sitting still, I want you just to take a really, really deep breath down low into your body, just as low as you can go with the breath. Hold it for a count or two, and then slowly release your breath. Let's take one more deep breath, all the way down, way deep into your belly, down into your root chakra. Hold and release. And this time just blow it out. Blow it out and away from you. all that toxic air in the bottom of your lungs. And now I want you to visualize with me. And if you're not great at visualizing, it's okay. Whatever it is that you get will be perfect. There's no way to mess this up. There's no wrong way to do this. But I want you just to visualize that you are walking in a majestic forest. It is the prettiest place you've ever been, you've ever felt. It feels comforting and alive and joyful and like a Disney movie come to life. Only you're the hero in this forest journey. And as you walk, you realize that just these trees around you are magical. They just are huge and ancient and beautiful and comforting. And you walk along this path and you just get more and more peaceful as you walk along. And you see ahead of you the most majestic tree in the forest. It can be whatever kind of tree you want, a giant California redwood, an ancient live oak, whatever your tree is in the forest. It is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years old, and it has a canopy that is massive. And as you walk closer to it, you feel its energy. You feel it drawing you in. You feel the light and the breath and the air that it provides. You feel the oxygen around you. You feel the energy and the wisdom of this tree as you get closer to it. And you decide to walk up to it and sit down underneath it, lean back into it, and you nestle in, and it just starts to feel like a hug from the universe, the energy of this tree. And as you sit there, you realize that the tree is just enveloping you in love and light and healing energy and all of the wisdom that it can impart. And as you look up at the massive canopy of this tree, you realize at the same time that this tree has a root structure underground that is as big, if not bigger, than the actual canopy of this tree. And you start to feel nurtured and fed and just cared for by the energy of this tree and the roots beneath it. And as you just enjoy the beauty and the vitality of this tree, you start to realize that you have roots of your own, and they're growing out of your feet and they're growing out of your root chakra. And your roots go down into the root system of this amazing tree, which is connected to all the other amazing trees in this forest. They are interconnected in this web of just goodness and healing, and they share their energy and their nutrients with each other. And as your roots go down, you start to share in all that too. You become a vital part of this root ecosystem. And your roots keep going down, 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 down into Mother Earth, getting thicker and stronger, your roots, as they go down. And they travel so far, your roots, so deep, that you're able to tap into and crack open the crystalline core at the center of Mother Earth. You tap into that fiery sunset-colored light of healing and energy that is Mother Earth, and you start to draw that amazing fiery sunset-colored light and healing energy up through your roots. You draw that energy up, 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 that fiery sunset color up, up, up through your roots, up to your feet, your ankles, your calves and knees, your thighs and hips, into your stomach, your torso, your chest and arms, your neck and throat, up into your face, past your third eye, and out your crown. And now that beautiful Mother Earth energy is flowing out into the universe, healing whatever it comes into contact with. And then you realize as you sit there, your crown wide open, flowing with this beautiful earth energy, you realize that from above, this milky white, golden, luminous, tinged, honey, milk and honey colored light starts to pour down from the sky. the white light of God, the healing white light of the universe, pours down into your crown. And it flows down through your body, much the same way that the earth energy flowed up. This beautiful white light now flows down. It flows down through your crown, into your face and head, your neck, your shoulders and arms, your chest, your torso, your hips and thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet, and down into your roots with this healing white light of God. It flows all the way down through your roots, down to the center of Mother Earth. And then you realize that you are firmly anchored, firmly connected, fully grounded into Mother Earth, and you are now an open conduit of healing light and love and pure energy. It flows through you. It flows up from Mother Earth, out into the universe, from the universe, down into Mother Earth. And you are a vital part of this flow. Your energy body, your ability to contain this energy, to be a vessel and a conduit for this energy, is crucial. It's how you anchor in your light and God's light in the world, is by being this open vessel that this beautiful light and energy flows through. And as you sit there and just try to stretch your vessel, stretch your container out as far as you think it'll go, so you can contain as much of that flowing light and healing energy as you possibly can. And once you feel like your conduit is as open as it can be, you start to realize that a beautiful rain shower has begun above you. And it trickles down through the trees, this rain shower, and it washes over you this beautiful shower of fairy dust and magic. It just rinses you clean and clear. It washes away all the funk and the gunk in your auric and etheric and your energetic body. Washes away any heaviness, any dissonance, any funky connections to other people, anything that might have been, you know, lobbed your direction that's not yours. It just all washes away. You're just energetically, aurically clean, clean and clear and pure. This fairy dust and magic has just washed you pure. And at this point, you start to realize you have the ability to shape that fairy dust and magic rain into a bubble around you, maybe a protective bubble. Maybe you decide to make it a snow globe, or maybe even thicker and bigger, like a crystal ball. It could be an egg around you. Whatever shape feels best to you, this rain shower of fairy dust and magic morphs into that shape. I like a snow globe because whenever I get shaken up during the day, which will happen, like a snow globe, all that fairy dust and magic will come back to life when it's shaken up. It'll sparkle, it'll shine, it'll throw its light and its magic every direction, but it's still anchored, it's still whole, and it's still contained. And that always feels really good to me, but you can make your container whatever you want it to be. And that is the long version of the meditation that I do every single day. It does several things for you. It anchors you, it grounds you, it fills you back up and connects you to all the healing light and love and good energy that is your divine right to be connected to. It makes you an integral part of that connection as a conduit for that light, so you can hold that light here on Earth, which is what we're supposed to be doing at this time, is just expanding our light as much as we can, fighting the dark, dealing with the shadows, stepping into the light, our light. So you're anchoring that light where you are every single day, and you're setting the intention and claiming that that's what you're doing, and you're allowing it to flow through you. And man, it heals a lot of stuff, y'all, when you remember to do it. But it also keeps you from being blown around, because like a tree trunk is strong. 9 times out of 10, in a horrible, hellacious storm, the trunk stands tall. It takes an awful lot to blow the trunk away. A limb might fall off, You know, the canopy might blow around. It may look like it's going down, but a well-anchored tree with deep roots stands its ground. So you can have storms blow all around you, but you've set the intention of being anchored, and you've established yourself energetically as an anchored, strong being. And then that beautiful snow globe or a bubble or a crystal ball or egg around you, it's just a visual form of kind of energetic protection. Not that I believe you have to be protected from anything, but it doesn't hurt, and it feels really, really good to have something in place, you know, around you like that. But if you are in a hurry and you don't have time to do that whole thing, there have been times when I'm about to get on a call with somebody or go, you know, see my parents or do something with somebody that's a little trickier to deal with energetically, I will just think, oh, I forgot. Okay, roots down, light and energy up, and, you know, snow globe in place. And that's fine. That counts. That's still the intention. Not every day will you have time to really luxuriate in a long, you know, a long meditation like that. But that works just as well. And then at the end of the day, as I go to sleep, the last thing I do after I say, you know, thank you for a series of whatever happened during the day, you know, I find my gratitude again, because I love to start my day and end it with gratitude. I will visualize opening up my snow globe at the top, like it's got a little hinge. I'll just pop it open, and I will call home to me all the love and light and energy that I gave out that day. It doesn't mean it takes it away from the people you shared it with. It just refills you energetically. It just sets the intention of, that's mine, I'll be generous with it again, I'd love to refill myself. Because then you can give from the overflow. You're never depleted energetically. It's just a good energy hygiene thing to do. Just fill yourself back up with your own love and light and good energy. And then go to sleep and start over the next day. So, just felt like that was important to share with you guys. I hope it serves you well. If you like it, you know, leave me a message. Leave me a review. Reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what you think, because it sure does help me, and it helps my clients, and I can see the peace wash over people, you know, when they take the time to do it. So that's all I wish for you guys, is peace and joy, and to be anchored and grounded and, you know, hold strong in any storm. So I love you guys. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time. If you'd like to get in touch with me, there's a couple of ways to do that. You can find me on Instagram at @Airstream_Oracle, or you can email me at hello@ShannonPinkston.com. I do one-on-one intuitive energy work, which basically means I will read into you energetically and intuitively, and I can really quickly find what has shut you down, the places where you're stuck, any place that you're in overwhelm, or connect the dots for you on a whole lot of things that bring you joy that you might have forgotten, that can lead you to your greater purpose and what really lights you up in the world. I'm able to do that really quickly for my clients, and I also provide like sacred energy wellness support and tips, and use my medical intuition to help, you know, figure out some of the places of dis-ease and contraction in your body. A lot of my clients have called me the joy whisperer, because they come into my sessions shut down and closed down and kind of contracted, and they end up leaving open and bright and sparkly and with a clearer, you know, path to their purpose and what makes their soul sing. So if any of that resonates with you, reach out. You can also find me on Facebook if you'd like to be part of my Facebook group. It's Dragonfly Energy Wellness and Empath Support. You can search for it, and we play intuitive games in there. We do a lot of energy support, and, you know, I come on and read oracle cards for my group, and just do whatever I can to connect us, you know, in deep conversations and things that matter. So if that resonates with you at all, any of the above, reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And as always, thank you so much for listening.